Last week, at a technology conference in Las Vegas, ethical hackers from across the country tried to infiltrate some of the voting machines used in U.S. elections. Probing for vulnerabilities in ballot tabulators is an annual tradition at the DEF CON Security Conference. But this year, hackers tried to gain access to the same type of voting machine that's used in Vermont. They quickly discovered all manner of ways to manipulate the vote count. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, election security experts say it's exceedingly unlikely that bad actors could exploit those vulnerabilities in 2020.
The 135 towns in Vermont that use voting machines to conduct their elections all use the same exact model. And Montpelier City Clerk John Odom has just retrieved one from a vault and placed it on a desk in his office.
So this is the actual machine. This sits on top of the black box, and the ballots get fed through. They get counted in the memory card here, and they get dropped down in the store down there.
It's a pretty ancient-looking piece of technology, like something you might have seen in a middle school computer room in the early 90s.
As I understand it, the memory card that we use, that technology was originally developed for the original Tandy laptops. So this is some old stuff.
The machine's name, it's called an AccuVote, is clearly meant to inspire confidence in the results it spits out. But when white hat hackers set to work on this tabulator at the DEF CON Security Conference in Las Vegas last week, they found all kinds of ways to manipulate the results.
So this thing has been running all day. It's maybe collected, 600 votes. I come up and I press these buttons. Suddenly the memory card says we're at zero.
Or a would-be saboteur could run a so-called ender card through the AccuVote to make the machine think the election was over. And if that happened, the tabulator would stop counting votes, even if there were several hours left for citizens to cast their ballots. Odom, a certified ethical hacker himself, was one of the tech gurus in Vegas last week trying to compromise the very same machines he uses to administer elections in Montpelier. But despite all the vulnerabilities, Odom says there's no need to panic.
All of these things, if we're doing everything right, are manageable.
That's because in order to corrupt the vote count on an AccuVote machine, you'd need physical access to its mechanical innards. And Odom says Vermont's election security protocols make the machines a pretty tough target to infiltrate. Secretary of State Jim Condos agrees.
Someone's not going to be able to come up and try to plug into it or take a screwdriver and pop it open to get into the thing.
Even if someone managed to surreptitiously gain access to the AccuVote and alter the results, Condo says Vermont, unlike some states, has a surefire backstop against that particular type of election fraud.
Vermont has a voter-marked paper ballot for every vote that's cast. Those ballots are kept in a sealed bag in the town clerk's office vault for 22 months before they're destroyed.
And Odom says election protocols would almost certainly set off the alarm bells needed to trigger a hand count if someone did compromise a voting machine. If someone zeroed out the vote count midway through the election, for example, Odom says it would become apparent that something was amiss when the clerk cross-referenced the vote count against actual turnout.
One of these procedures that we have is going to trigger that there's something wrong. So the worst case scenario is we'd have to wait several more weeks before we get the final result.
But Odom says elections officials need to understand where the vulnerabilities are in order to prevent someone from exploiting them. And he says that's why the sort of testing done at DEF CON this year needs to continue happening. Odom says he plans to purchase his own AccuVote soon so we can learn even more about how the machine works and whether there are any other weaknesses yet to be discovered.
And, in a practical sense, we've got to do that. We cannot be comfortable that we are secure if we don't know the true boundaries of what security is.
Condos likes to say the race for election security doesn't have a finish line. And with a major presidential election coming up next year, he says Vermont needs to keep pace with whoever would seek to manipulate it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.